News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the time is 13 minutes past seven. The European Parliament's Transport Committee has voted on a series of reforms to improve air passenger rights across the EU, including now not charging families to sit together and allowing 7kg bags on board free of charge. And Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty has been campaigning on this cause, and she joins us this morning. Regina, are they the two kind of standout pieces of legislation that look like they might be brought in, the family sitting together free of charge and the 7K bag?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. They're the two that I've been working on, but the piece of legislation that we've reviewed, you know, really, really covers a wide, you know, range of issues, particularly for people travelling who have mobility issues, disability issues, reduced mobility. The one I was really incensed by is the extra charge that we get when you book a ticket and you want to put your child sitting beside you. So children under 12, first of all, shouldn't be without their parents. And airlines, I felt, were taking advantage of the fact that, you know, they wanted to sit their families together, they had to pay extra charges. No more now. Once the committee voted for it yesterday, that airlines will not be allowed to charge families extra for sitting together. It goes to the Parliament now in the next couple of weeks, and then it will go into negotiations with the EU Council. But we had little or no resistance, because I think everybody knows this is a common sense approach.
Yeah.
The second thing is that we've seen in recent months controversy over people getting charged extra for bags. One of the things we voted on yesterday was people will have a right to have a 7kg carry-on roller bag with them as a right once it gets again through the Parliament and to the EU Council.
Okay.
But for me particularly, the annoying thing was about charging families extra.
Okay, a couple of things just for people listening who lots of people going on holidays at the moment, booking flights, booking you know, travel. First of all, when is this going to be brought in? And then specifically things like families, does that just mean children will have a right to sit with their parents? Supposing you're travelling with your husband, your partner or what have you, do you have a right to sit together with that person, or is it only about children?
Well, first of all, it's infants of less than 24 months and children under 12 will be considered a special category of passenger, and they would be allowed to sit with their parents. You and your husband, me and my husband, maybe we will still have to. But I think the thing I was campaigning on
sure.
was the children shouldn't be left on their own and parents shouldn't have to pay extra. The timeline at the moment, Ciara, is that we voted on it yesterday in the Transport Committee. It now goes to the full Parliament in July. Then it goes to the EU Council for negotiation. But because there was so little resistance yesterday, I don't expect resistance at the EU Council. And also because it's a change of the directive, it becomes law immediately once the Council
okay,
has
so,
the
so,
agreement.
So quite soon, this summer for people, is that what we're talking about?
Maybe not this summer, but very, very soon. The council will sit. They usually have a summer break, I think, in August, but the council will sit. But I'm really, really pleased. The timing of this was just really, really right for us.
And you said about children under 12. So does that exclude, and I'm not trying to pick holes, but just people will be listening and kind of go, if you have a 14 and a 15-year-old, things like that, they don't have a right to sit with you for free necessarily.
No, not under this change of the regulations.
Okay.
It's what we concentrated on were smaller children and children of, you know, with mobility issues, capacity issues,
sure.
disabilities. Those are the children that will now be categorised as special category of passengers, and they'll be allowed to sit with their families.
Okay.
There'll be no more people, you know, taking the mick, charging the extra,
okay.
reducing the cost for families, I think is what
and,
we were in.
And the bag, the 7K bag, Regina, you said
yeah.
a roll-on bag. So that's the cabin-sized bag, and provided it's not heavier than 7kg, obviously you can wedge quite a lot into those bags so it might weigh a bit more, but if you have one of those small trolley bags that you can pull along, if there's less than 7kg in it, it's now free, irrespective of whether it's soft and fits under the chair in front of you and all those kinds of things that they've been making
exactly.
us do for ages.
It will be free. Now, it's on top of your carry-on bag. So to know that, you know, the normal small bag that people are allowed being bring
yeah,
free
people bring a handbag or a laptop bag
seat.
Or things like that.
Yeah. This new 7kg allowance will be now on top of that. So you'll be allowed to bring a second bag. So long as there's no more weight of 7kg, that'll be allowed to be brought on board free of charge once the directive is changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe the last question for you, because I think a lot of people will be pleased with all these changes. Do you expect any pushback from airlines? Obviously, airlines do make quite a lot of money from these add-ons that they charge us for, the bags, the seats, all of that.
Yeah.
Do you expect a pushback?
You know what? There's always lobbying. I think this is a place I've never been lobbied so much in my life. But a lot of our good airlines already allow, you know, particularly for the under-12s with the children. So the likes of Ryanair, Aer Lingus don't charge under-12s, but some of the European airlines do. The bags probably will be a little bit more controversial because that is where some of our low-cost airlines make their money. But it is a right. You can't travel without your stuff. You know what I mean? So that's what we fought to get, the 7kg bag, free of charge on board, and obviously no extra charges for our children.
Look, thank you very much for joining us and explaining all of that too. This morning, that is Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.